Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare B'Kavod Rosh for Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, a very unique day, the holiest of the holy days of the Jewish year, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Dor Sameach in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim says, it's not a Shabbos and a Yom Kippur, it's a Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's a very special day, a day with elevated Kedusha. I would like to share with you some thoughts as we prepare for this very auspicious day. Is Akasha. The Shofar is so much a central part of the tshuva of Elul, we blow every day, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah Yilachem, and it's mysterious that it suddenly disappears. Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shofar, and we put away the Shofar except for one Tekiah Gadol at the end of Yom Kippur. We put away the Shofar and that's it. The whole Asara Yomim, the whole Asara Yomim Tshuva aside, of course, Rosh Hashanah, we're not participating with the Kala Shofar. It needs a Hesber, and the truth is, Yom Teruah Yelachem, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Teruah. Nothing can match a Mitzvah Dereisa. Nevertheless, there must be a lesson of the Shofar that we could take forward. Let me be magdim by sharing with you a yisoid that said Mepi Hashmua from the Brisker Rav, printed in numerous places in his name. The Brisker Rav said that Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is part of Seder HaTfilah, it's part of the davening. It's true, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, no one can take away avad, if someone is, if some reason can't daven, he still blows Shofar. But the blowing of the Shofar is itself a koil tefillah. It's a koil of davening. And the Brisker Rav said this, the Iker, because we blow Shofar in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, in the middle of Chazaras HaShas, in the middle of the quiet Shemayna Esrei, but we blow in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, we don't do mitzvahs, we don't shake lulav in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. He said this aside, that Kiyas Shofar is part of the tefillah itself. And there are numerous rayas to this. After we blow such, we say, Aresha sefaseinu yarev lefanecha, kelram v'nisa. We ask that the that which came out of our lips, that which we prayed from our lips, yarev lefanecha, skabel berachmu v'rasa, say there, malchi yeseinu, shefer yeseinu. We refer to the tekiyas that accompany these psukim as part of tefillah. Not only that, chasima of the bracha on Rosh Hashanah, we say ki ata shemeya kol shofar umazin teruah ve'ein doim alach. Baruch ata Hashem shemeya kol teruas am Yisrael berachmim. What does it mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu listens to the kol shofar. Well, what is the idea? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he listens to the kol shofar. Why? How is that a praise? We do a mitzvah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu listens, so to speak, to shaking lulav also. But if we understand that it's a type of tefillah, Shemeya kol teruas am Yisrael berachamim, very similar to the lashon of Kabil berachamim v'ratzayna tefilaseinu, that it's a bakasha, the tekiah itself is a type of a bakasha, then it's something that we have a better understanding of. The Gemara says we blow with a ben shofar, because kama dekayif in ishdaite tseyodif, because a person who daven should daven bent over on these days. There are numerous other rayas that the tekiyas have a din of tefillah, even a halacha of tefillah. The Gemara says if you blow 9 tekiyas in 9 different hours of the day, you yaitza. Tekiyah and you wait an hour, trua and you wait an hour, tekiyah and you blow an hour, you yaitza. The Magen Avraham says on that, like davening, that if in between you're mafsik, it doesn't matter. Unless if you're mafsik in between, with a time that it's impossible to daven, because there's tzaya in the room or the like, then it's a hefsik by davening. He says the same thing by tekiyas. Mechitesi. Who says by doing a mitzvah, there's a din hefsik? And again, it fits with this yisoid. So we have a number of rayas to this idea, the davening of Aresha Sefaseinu and of Kiyata Shemeya Kel Shofar. And the halacha that should be kafuf, or the Magen Avraham's halacha comparing it to tefillah, there are other ayahs. But the main point is this point, that koil ha-shofar is the koil of a weeping bakasha. Yaim teruah yelachem. Targum says yaim yabava, a day of crying. There was a machlokes between Chabad and Breslov, which type of song is on a higher level? Is it a song with words or a song without words? On the one hand, a song with words channels the emotion of the song. On the other hand, Chabad argued that words are finite. They limit the emotion of a zemer. And zemer is higher without words. However you feel, people are different. Some people, a zemer with words brings them closer to Rav Avinu Shalom, sometimes without words. But there's a point. The point is that sometimes there's a koil without words. It's just emotion. It's according to the Rav Avinu Shalom. Yom Yabava Yilachem Le'aleinu. If Hatzorah to Yid cries to the Rav Avinu Shalom, what's he crying to the Rav Avinu Shalom? It's a tzillah. He's davening to the Rav Avinu Shalom with a cry. And that cry, that tzaka, is itself a higher level of davening. The Kol Shofar is our tzaka until Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah, it has to come from within. The Kol Tzaka has to be the Yabava, the weeping itself, the Hergish itself. That feeling. The Brisker Rav said that Ki HaShofar must be a chelik of davening. It's a mitzvah we do in the middle of davening. Perhaps on Yom Kippur, where we say vidui in the middle of davening. The Chazan's vidui is in the middle of the proper tefillah itself. We also do a mitzvah in the middle of davening. The vidui on Yom Kippur is in place of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Just like we both shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, we say vidui in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. The vidui also is a crying without words. It has words, Oshamnu, Bagadnu. Some people look for specific aveiros to refer to, or maybe that's right, you have to do tshuva. But the general cry, not limited by a finite taich, the general cry of Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Tibarnu, Daifi, that general cry is the Hayim Adrega of weeping. So that this darga should be appreciated as we come. Vidui is not only being Maidi Yavan Aveira. If that would be the case, you wouldn't say vidui on your father's aveiros, on your zaydis aveiros. You say anachnu v'aveisenu chatanu. It's a tefillah. It's a weeping that we're hurt. We're pained that we're in a darga of chatohim. It's a different tefillah. And I'll prove to you that vidui is a tefillah. Because look at what the Kohen Gadol says in the Avodah. Oh no, Hashem, chatosi avisi bashati lefanecha. And I understand. He says, Vidoy, I sinned in front of you. But then he says, Ona Hashem, Chotonu Avinu Pshanu Lefanecha Ani. He says, Beisavi in Chol Beis Yisrael. He says, Ona Hashem, please Hashem. What's please Hashem? By Vidoy, you say, I'm sorry Hashem. Ona Hashem, Chotasi Avisi Pshati Lefanecha. And he says for himself and Klai Yisrael, he says, Ona Bashem Kaperna. Honor again. What's the first honor? Honor, please, Hashem. What's honor, Hashem, on a vidui? Please, Hashem, vidui. Doesn't make sense. We have to understand that chatasi avisi pashati, Hashemnu bagadnu gazalnu. They're a yabava. They're a cry. They're a cry to the Rabbi Hashem. It pains us. It pains us the shval hamadrega, the fact that we're in such an awful galus. It's such an awful Medina Malei Shmutz that we have this guidance. Now, of course, you have to say vidui, personal vidui. But more than that, it's a kel tefillah. It's a kel shofar. The kel shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the kel vidui on Yom Kippur. It has to have meaning. My last offering of the day is to answer a question I asked last week. Last week I asked the question, on Rosh Hashanah, when we eat Vimayim, we say, Bakasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yiratzen, She Yisrabu Zichu Yaseinu, Kirimayim, which have so many Zchusim, like a pomegranate, has so many seeds. The Kasha was, the Pichadosh's Kasha. It says, we dash in the Pasuk, Kepelach HaRimayim Rakoseich, Afilu reikonim shabach mlei mitzvahs kareimain. The simplest Jew has mitzvahs like a reimain. Why are we davening shias rabu zuchriyaseinu kareimain if we call that the Amoritz's level, that mitzvahs kareimain? Gevaldig akasha. People told me different terutzim, but I'll tell you, and I think you'll agree, that the following terutz is more satisfying. A year or two or 3 years ago, I said the following vart. Avinu Malkeinu Kaseinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu write us in the book of Zechuyos. What are Zechuyos? Merits. Either you have it or you don't. What's right is in the book of Zechuyos. And I said then a pshat, which I saw in numerous places, that Zechuyoseinu doesn't mean mitzvahs. Zechuyos is the opportunity to get mitzvahs, zechusim. Kadosh Baruch Hu megalgel zechus ayidei zakei, that means that if we merit it, if we deserve it, if we're in the book of Zechuyos, Kadosh Baruch Hu will throw mitzvahs in our way. You walk down the street, the fellow in front of you drops his glove, you pick it up and return it. Easy mitzvah, it feels good, it doesn't cost anything. Bang, you have an asay and a lais asay. Lesucha lesalem, and the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Bang, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just threw two mitzvahs your way. Easy to do. Kosveinu b'sefer zechuyos. Put us in a book that we should be zeicha, that mitzvah should fall onto our lap. We should be zeicha to have a rav that pushes us to go to Mishmar. We should be zeicha to have a Rebbe that pushes us to finish Masechtas. We should be zeicha that it should come our way, the influence, the inspiration to do mitzvahs. That's the kosveinu b'sefer zechuyos. Yirasa Shisraba Zuchuyaisenu Kirimai. Na Yisraba Mitzvaisenu. That's Afilamaratza. Yisraba Zuchuyaisenu, the Galgalin Schus Ayde Zakai, the Schusim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megalgal Schus. That Kadosh Baruch Hu puts opportunities in a person's way. Zuchuyais means opportunities. Kosveinu Besefa Zuchuyais, put a, write us down in the book of opportunities. Yisraba Zuchuyaisenu Kirimai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let it be nisraba, our opportunities for mitzvahs. New mitzvahs, besides what we have. New mitzvahs, new opportunities. Ah, what a tefillah. If we daven that the opportunities for inspiration should come our way, then when they come our way, we'll grab them. We'll grab them, we'll have them, we'll use them. Ah, gewaltig. And with that extraordinary hergish, that feeling of opportunity, we wish everybody a Gemach Sima Taiva. Rav Palm used to call these days, he said if it was up to him, he would not have called them Yomim Nairoim, days of awe, but Yomim Nifloim, incredible days, days of opportunity, days when we have an opportunity to undertake for the coming year, growth and meaning, closeness of the Vekas of the Bari Olam, wishing one and all a Gemach Sima Taiva, a meaningful fast, a year of Milchus HaNefesh, Simchus HaChaim, and Avodas Hashem. A good Gebed Shiar to one and all.